Well, I think giving needs to actually affect us. I mean, I think sometimes we have the mentality, okay, we'll just give of the excess and so we won't feel it. And I can fall into that sometimes myself because I feel like, okay, we're giving them money from the royalties and we're giving in this area and we give to our church. But when we've got a famine relief offering coming up and we're thinking, you know, we'd really like to spend this amount of money to do such and such, and then we go, nope, we're not going to do that. Instead, we're going to give it to the famine relief offering. And we feel the difference of having given. It's like, David is saying that, I won't give to the Lord anything that costs me nothing. I mean, there needs to be some sense of, yeah, there's some sacrifice here. It's not just the excess. By all means, give from the excess. I mean, that start there with the excess, and of course, even defining what's excess and what's not is difficult sometimes. But I just mean stretch yourself to where you need to trust the Lord, and where you've really felt like, yeah, I've made a sacrifice, but I've done it joyfully. It's like I say this in the treasure principle, the man who finds the treasure hidden in the field, and he goes and sells all that he has to get that treasure. Well, we could look at it and we go, look at the terrible sacrifices this poor man has made. It cost him everything he had. Well, but he did it. It says he does it joyfully. Why? Because what he's getting better is what he's getting is so much better than what he gave up.